This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Everybody, welcome to the Lindell Report. Brandon.
Sure, I'm here.
Yeah, we didn't fix that opening yet.
I know, it's on my list of things to do this weekend.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to keep it updated. the last part of it, you know what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Well, everybody, welcome to Lindell Report. And I'm checking over here on Facebook Live. Boy, old Suckabuck's giving me a little over 100 people.
Woo! Wow.
It's a big night over there. Lots of stuff going on. Twitter, it keeps getting more and more interesting over there with what Katie Hobbs did and what the government did, actually, where you send in your request to the government to go cancel people over at Twitter. What a system, huh, Brandon?
Yeah, it's like what you have in
I'd like to call up, I'd like to do that. Let's see. What don't I want? Let me see. Boom, canceled. Everybody, I hope everybody learn more. I'm going to pull this up on my – I should have sent this to you, Brandon. It was a post at the on Twitter. The General Flynn sent it to me, actually, here. He said, have you seen this? And we're talking about Herschel Walker. Okay, everybody, let's talk about the Herschel Walker race.
Oh, by the way, one quick plug. We're going to have Dan Eastman on here in a minute to talk about the case before the U.S. Supreme Court that could impact 2024, so stay tuned.
Okay, yep, everybody, and we'll do a push here as soon as my assistant gets back. We'll do a push before he comes on so we can get a lot on. Is he standing by?
Yeah, he's ready whenever you are. But, yeah, I think you should do that push.
Let's quick go through a little bit. I'm going to tease what we're going to do in the second part of the show tonight. We're going to talk about election crimes. Okay, everybody? We're going to talk about election crime, and we're going to talk about where our country's going to be if we don't get rid of these computers. And we have the whole second half of this show, we're going to go back in time, and we're going to just kind of do a little timeline here. And we're going to tie in the RNC, what they haven't done, and kind of like what this tweet does that came out on Twitter. It says, did anyone else catch where 64% of the votes were in and Walker was ahead by 50,000 votes? And then a second later, it switched to 67% in and Warnock was ahead by 27,000 votes. In an instant, that's a 77,000 vote shift. Well, everybody, with our cyber guys, remember, we're watching in real time. I just got off the phone to check the number. The total was 118,000 votes. Now, a lot of them were complete, flips. So you're probably a couple hundred thousand votes that, Brandon, do you know what the end totals were?
No, but I'll find out.
If you can find out. So if you put 200,000 votes onto Walker, I believe, I'm sure that he probably won, but we'll get the real totals right now from Brandon. And then everybody, I want to add on to that. We're going to talk about the second half of the show, but and then the next person is talking about the RNC and stuff. Well, Herschel Walker, it says 149 million was spent on Herschel Walker and 248 million on Warnock. Now, it says here, this guy, but this is once again a failure of the GOP leadership. Another winnable race without the resources to get over the finish line. So,
98,000. Warnock won by 98,000. Georgia Secretary of State officials said 1.3 million voters cast ballots on Election Day, and overall turnout surpassed 3.4 million, topping expectations. Nearly 4 million Georgians voted in the November 8th general election.
Well, my guess is that's probably not true. I can't imagine what they pulled from the voter rolls. But we know that there's at least 200,000 votes minimum that Walker had that was taken away or flipped. So that would put him as the winner by over 100,000 votes. That's fact, everybody. This isn't a maybe people should start seeing it now going, how do we keep losing? When everything says, the polls say, everything says, you win, you win, you win, and you lose. Well, here's what's happening. And right now is, think of the RNC. Well, you got the RNC. By the way, if you're just tuning in, I'm running for chairman of the RNC. And I plan on winning. I've been calling every one of the 168 voters, the people that voted, three from every state and territory. So that you have three. It's not a public vote, everybody. But I know people have been calling in with all kinds of support. We're ahead in every single poll out there. If it was a people vote, I've gotten, Brandon, you see the polls out there. I've been 60% favorite, where Rana's coming in at 1%, if that.
Wow. So
that's pretty amazing. Every poll. Did you do a push, please?
Renee doesn't know.
Did she do it, though? Could you please call and ask her? But I want to tell everybody, so imagine this. Let's just look at the Walker race. So the RNC, they left Arizona. They left Carrie Lake and all of us sitting there, Mark Fincham, everybody sitting there to fend for themselves with what they knew, all the machines that didn't work on the election day, all of the stuff that happened in Arizona. Two counties wouldn't certify. Then they had to, because they had threats, death threats. Yes, death threats. They had threats, either you certify or else. And one of them certified under and said, I'm doing this under duress. I can't take the threats for my family. This is pretty sad. What does our country come from? When you can strong arm people and say, do this or else. This is mafia. This is cartel stuff. I mean, this is, you go do this or else. So, and they were scared. So they didn't, so they certified. But now I will tell everybody, the RNC comes down to Arizona and says, hey, we want to help out. We'll hire the lawyers. Wow, someone else paying for lawyers other than us, you know? That would be a neat thing, other than the citizens, which, by the way, the citizens in this country, like myself, have over 50 lawsuits going on to try to save our country, to get the laws changed back to where they were, which are laws that were broken in the 2020 election, to get rid of machines, to get to paper ballots hand counted. Yeah, there's over 50 of them, Brandon, all over the place. Okay, all over the country. And but here comes the RNC down to Arizona, and they offer money to four attorneys to get to the bottom. As soon as they heard that the relief was going to be, hey, if we win this in court, we want a new election. As soon as they heard that, no. We want no part of that. We're going to run over to run over to Georgia, and we're going to raise more money from our donors. We're going to raise a lot of money from our donors and get Herschel Walker across the finish line. Well, it looks to me like you didn't raise enough because the donors don't want to give anymore because they don't get results. And B, even if it didn't matter how much you raise when it's selected by a machine. If everybody can't see that in this country, we're going to lose our country, period. And that's reality. If you need a different input to get a different output. Brandon, I need to be head of that RNC to show all 168 of them, hey, we need to change the voting systems. So that when we do go out and raise our money from donors, which, by the way, I could raise 10 times what they're doing once you get this fixed, because then the donors will know that it's going to get a return on their investment. But a lot of the money in the beginning has to be spent on fixing the playing field you're playing on, your current footprint in this country. There's been a lot of people out there. And I want to tell you this, I'm going to bring on Dan Eastman, but there's a lot of people out there, and if any of you hear this, it is the biggest lie or the biggest, maybe they're just misconstrued, but it would be the worst thing we could ever do in this country's history because we would lose everything. And that is, they've been telling Republicans, you know what we got to do? We got to get involved in that early voting. Have you heard that, Brandon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got to get involved in that early voting. You do that, it's over, everybody.
I think Newt Gingrich has come on, so we have to get involved in that and the whole ballot thing and everything.
Yeah, I've heard Kellyanne Conway, I haven't seen it for myself that she said that, but Sean Hannity, all of them, everyone's going, oh, well, we need to do that. No, we need to eliminate that, everybody. We didn't have this, all these things that were broke. We don't need it. If they used it for an excuse of the China virus in 2020, it's all got to go bye-bye. Every single country in the world that has fair elections, the only one left are the ones that have paper ballots hand-counted. The Netherlands, Germany, France, the UK, the list goes on. You want the other list? They're gone. Venezuela, Australia, every single country in South America except Brazil, because that's still in flux right now. But anyway, let's go ahead and bring on Dan. And what was that with let's get some good hope going here. You said there's a case at the Supreme Court,
yeah,
Brandon.
Yeah, Moore versus Harper. It's making quite a bit of news tonight on a lot of the outlets because of depending on what side of the team you're on, and what you think it'll do. It could have a lot of far-reaching impacts for 2024. It seems to be upsetting the liberal press more than anybody. Maybe Dan can tell us why. Dan, welcome to the Lindell Report. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, great. Thanks for having me on, Brandon. Mike, great to see you. Yeah, it's quite an interesting case at the U.S. Supreme Court. It comes out of North Carolina, and the big question is, how much leeway does the state legislature have in creating the congressional districts? Of course, each state has two senators, and then each state has a number of House seats based on their population. And every 10 years, we do a census and figure out who gets how many House seats, and then the legislature has to draw the lines. And of course, you want to draw the lines so that your party gets a lot more seats than the other party, and that's this gerrymandering argument. And over the course of this process, of course, every time the legislature designs some seats, some district maps that goes to the state Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court overturns it, or depending on their ideological bend. So this case is really dealing with the question, as can the legislature draw these maps all by themselves without interference from other constituencies within the state? You need the governor to sign, or does the Supreme Court of the state have some voice, or should the legislature draw these lines? And when you look at the founding of our country back in the 1700s, the idea was that we were sovereign, independent states that came together under a federal union. And the idea was that the population of the states would control their districts and how you go about sending people off to Washington, which back in those days was more of a dishonor than an honor. It was a lot of work to travel to Washington to do not a lot of work. Up until the Second World War, the federal government didn't do much. After the Second World War, the federal government basically runs the country and we're administrative agencies. So it depends how this case comes down. But if the legislatures can draw these borders and set other terms of federal elections without a governor or a Supreme Court, then it really returns that power to the people, which is where it belongs, because the state legislature is comprised of people like us, like me, like everyone that's elected to a local legislature. And the founders of the country thought it important that the people would decide how they go about sending representatives. And that all is based upon the geography. And, you know, we have eight districts in Wisconsin. It's interesting. Six of our eight districts are Republican. We have two Democrat districts, one in Madison and one in Milwaukee. And the whole state is red except Madison and Milwaukee. And yet we can't win a statewide election since, I don't know, 2016. It's amazing that for all the control we have over the state of Wisconsin at the local level, when it comes to these statewide elections, Republicans don't win. And that's a really important question to start analyzing. Why is it that we can win all over the state locally and you can't get somebody at the state level?
I know, Dan.
Okay. Yes.
Could it have anything to do with electronic voting machines?
Well, it's really a question to be asked, because we've been looking at this locally, and you know, it starts with a tabulator, then it goes to the election management system. We've got 72 counties, it all gets aggregated up, it gets reported in the news, and ends up at the WEC within hours. And our statewide races, the numbers show approaching 100% returns by 11, 12 o'clock at night. The same races on the same ballot, down ballot, they're stuck at 50, 60% until the next day. So I don't know who's doing the math across five different voting systems in Wisconsin, but somebody ought to check the math. Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you what it is. It's how they're typing. It's what's going on. It's what they're putting the input into the machines. But, you know, it sounds like this is one thing. So this Supreme Court case would maybe solve, you know, there's so many things wrong. Like I said, I don't know if you know, I'm running for the RNC chair. And one of the things is this country is doomed if we don't fix our elections, period. It doesn't matter how much money you spend or how red your state looks, Dan. It doesn't matter that you only have two Democrat districts. All that matters is the system. It's kind of goes back to who counts the votes. It goes back to, there's six or seven or eight things wrong with our election. You know, and you know, one of them being that, how about the thing that just came out with Twitter? When a Democrat can go to the government and say, go over and cancel them, you know, so you take that out, you take each thing out and you silo it out and you go attack that and fix it. And this is one part that sounds like the Supreme Court is one case that would fix maybe that part, right?
Right.
And that's what we need to do. The machines, everybody, if we have machines, it doesn't matter anyway. I've said that. But we've got to look at it like even getting rid of the machines, there's still other things that need to be fixed too. Voter rolls. Look at Wisconsin. You guys have a couple million more people on your dirty voter rolls than you have registered voters that could be eligible to vote, you know? And yeah. I said that the other day on a show, and you know what the guys – the media said, they go, well, Mike, that I think it might have been the Facebook fact checker, Alan Dew. Well, Mike, that's not true. It's only 1.8 million. Really? Okay. Whoa, I'm off my tail.
Yeah, I'm going to fact checker on that.
Yeah,
we've got 7.3 million names in our voter roll. We've got 4.2 million people in Wisconsin old enough to vote. There are more people on that voter roll that are inactive than there are actives. And we only have about 3 million people that vote. So you got 7.3 million names and only 3 million ballots cast.
Right.
That fact checker.
Yeah, that's just one state, everybody. This is one state. Dan, when you look at that, to me, it's been about getting it to all the people. You know, I sent a message today to someone on Fox News and said, hey, you've had these other candidates. One of them just to go on and say he wasn't running. Could I come on? And the person said, well, I didn't even know you were running because you know what? Because we've got Fox and Newsmax, they're not saying anything about elections, about our election processes. And everyone says, well, they got sued. They're afraid. No, they didn't get sued for having more people in Wisconsin on voter rolls. You know, sure, that's a computer system, too, that they pull names from dead people, yeah. People that don't live there. And Why? I'm going to ask you this. Don't you find it in the times we're in where you would say this to a law, you know, any law official, any politician, say, what do we, Wisconsin has 3 million more people on there. What, is that okay? And then they all just turn a blind eye, especially the politicians. And, you know, your state, you had the big blockers, like I'll say one name, it rhymes with Robin Voss, but you got all of these, horrific politicians that are the blockers for getting the word out. Look at Pennsylvania. They had more votes than voters, and they did it again in the 2022 election, everybody. More votes than voters, and nobody cares. You know, you look down at, you know, look at this. Down in Arizona right now, as you probably know, Dan, the case, you, now that they certified, you know, two counties were not going to certify, and they had threats, physical threats. So they got scared. One guy left the state, and they went ahead and certified. But then Katie Hobbs, they certify, and now we get their case to say, hey, this, because in Arizona you had to wait to certify before you can bring a lawsuit. Well, how can the whole world, which this was actually reported, when all these machines go bad at the same time? What? That's kind of weird. I don't know if you've had a business like MyPillow. We probably have, I don't know, 500 computers, maybe 1,000 computers. Can you imagine 40% of them all going bad with the same glitch at the same time?
That doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. And in certain areas, and then all these votes turn into basically mail-in votes. But but yet the mainstream media reported it for about an hour in the morning. Hey, there's something going wrong down there. Then they get one of the Maricopa people to come out and say, it's all is well, all is well. And that's the last you hear of it. You know, yeah. it's just amazing. It gets frustrating. It really gets frustrating. Where do you think our country, if we don't fix these voting systems, state by state, and I think each state has to look at their own state and say, there's a lot of good things going out there you don't hear about. But you being in Wisconsin, with all of your tools that are all the fraud, and even a Supreme Court saying that there was fraud, and you still can't get anywhere. Doesn't that get frustrating?
It's very frustrating because we're a diversified system. We have 1,852 local clerks, municipal clerks who run the elections, and we have 72 county clerks that certify the elections, and then we have a WEC that adds everything up at the state level. Okay, it's diverse, but the problem is these clerks only listen to the Wisconsin Election Commission, the clerks' associations, and like the county associations. And the problem with that is they're told one thing, and that's that these systems are great and everything's fine. And everybody that challenges them are kooks. That's a problem. And what they should be doing as public servants is looking into the system and verifying for the public that these things are operating as advertised. You know, and in my county, we spent, it was over $1 million on 29 polling stations and an election management system. When I went to vote at 9:30 in the morning, my machine cratered and stopped working at the very same time that the machines in Arizona and New Jersey stopped. And the same thing with the city just north of me. I was just, I put in the report, swept under the rug, nobody cares. But it's really a coincidence that in Arizona, New Jersey, and Wisconsin, we had machines that stopped working at 9:30 in the morning. It's all at the same time.
The exact same time. Yeah.
So why aren't the officials looking into that? Wouldn't you be suspicious if your job, a sworn under the Constitution, I swear to do all this stuff, your job is to make sure that the systems work. And if they don't work, it's your job to investigate. We have all these citizen groups running around trying to be, amateur investigators. But at the end of the day, it's the government's job to assure the people that the $1 million system we bought actually works as advertised. You're going to take care of it. Well, same thing with the machines. They got to fix that kind of stuff.
Right. So. Well, Dan, I can answer that. I mean, and it wasn't just those three states. We had reports over 32 states, and we have reports especially coming out of Kansas where it would actually flip the vote. You'd sit there and look at it, and it would go Republican, Democrat, and we had one case, they called over five times and said it's still doing it. And they finally said, we'll put the ballot over here and this stuff. But Mike, the reason is what I want everybody to know this. We just seen why. Okay, you have blockers like Robin Voss. We know that. As crooked as all get out, and I could say it here, it's my show. Crooked, crooked, crooked Robin Voss, Brad Raffenberger, people like that. Probably a couple of the biggest traitors this country has ever seen in the history of the United States. Robin Voss is front and center. You look up traitor, and there's Robin. And, Robin gloated. He texts me the night that he won. Again, he goes, I beat you twice, Mike. I'm going to be able to sleep real good tonight and not on your rotten pillow.
Forest coming up soon.
So. Yeah. But anyway, I want to say this. When you have people that were going to be brave in Arizona, this is Mesa County and Cochise County, these supervisors that were in charge, there's three of them in each thing of their election, they were going to not certify. I don't know if you know this, Dan, but they were threatened. I had them on the phone. I said, I will hire you bodyguards. I'll hire you that. If you get arrested, the one gal said, she goes, well, they say I'm going to be arrested if I don't certify. And another lawyer was on the phone. I'm not going to name which lawyer, but they said, well, they can't arrest you for that. You've done nothing wrong by doing your job. And you know what I said? I said, you can't guarantee her that in the times we're in. And the lady goes, no, you can't. Because I said, they come for me for nothing and rip my phone out of my hand. And they are not even letting me call a lawyer at first. The where we've gotten as a country. So by doing that, what all I could tell this person was, you know what? If you go, if they did arrest you, I would have your back. I'll pay for your lawyers. I'll pay for your thing. I'll pay for everything. So here's me down there financing all this stuff, putting all this in place because trying to help the country and talking to these people so they have a sense of not that they're not alone. And they all went, they all got threatened even more. And one of them left the state. One of them, do you see that, Dan, where it says, I'm gonna certify, but under duress. I can't take the threats. Well, that's where we're at. So these people, go ahead.
I was just thinking that, you know, we're looking at countries like Germany who insist upon a paper ballot hand counted. They had a horrible period of their history in the 1920s, the 1930s, and the 1940s. And as a result of the same type of governmental elements that are emerging in the United States today, they were destroyed. Then you had the Cold War, and then that finally went away. That country was basically put on hold for 60 years. You know that? That's why they want hand count of paper ballots, because they are much more cognizant of the costs of this type of a system. And when you look at governments threatening, when you're on a body or a board, your job is to read the record, understand the issues, and you vote. You vote yes or you vote no, maybe you abstain. But when somebody comes up to you and says, if you don't vote yes, you're going to jail, you're not on a board. You're a puppet. Yeah. You're a rubber stamp. And that's where America is. That's not an America that a lot of people want to be living in.
Right.
That's
and
scary.
It started with Lawfare when Smartmatic sued Fox News on February 4th of 2021. That started Lawfare. So now you silence the media over here. And then you go, and then anyone else that sticks their head up, you destroy their business, you destroy them, or you threaten them physically. Guess who that's happened to, Dan? I've hit all three for 2 years straight. Everything that you could imagine has happened, and many, many people across our country. And it's and where have we come as a country? That's not there. I mean, that's tyranny. It's just you've skipped over socialism right to communism. And then people want, you know, running for the RNC, they asked me the other day, well, Mike, are you going to accept the vote if you lose? I said, absolutely, because there's no machines, it's hand counted, and it's a secret ballot, you know. I talked to four countries the other day, as I'm always moving my due diligence. These were actually media from four countries, the Netherlands, the UK, Germany, and France. You know what the common question was? Why is your country fighting you on going to paper ballots, hand counted? Why don't you use us for an example and they could come over here, your government, and see how easy it is? That's what they said to me. I'm going, yeah, talk. And I was with a bunch of other journalists. I said, tell all these other rotten journalists behind you that won't even write what you just said. They wouldn't write that. I said, I dare any one of you to write what these four countries just said. That could have been a headline. The four countries tell Mike Lindell that he's right, that we should have paper ballots hand counted. But the media, you know, I don't know if they're threatened too. Some of these journalists, I know they have a list of what they can't say. I mean, even the bad journalists. Some days I have to tell the left wing journalists. I have to tell them they'll tell me what they're going to write. I go, you know, you got to write it worse than that, or they're not. Your boss isn't going to let you write it. So I have to tell them to attack me more just to get the word out. It's disgusting. But people getting threatened, you guys, those machine companies have done over 200 lawsuits and threatening letters to citizens and news outlets across our country, starting with Smartmatic on February 4th of 2021. All the citizens themselves that were sent these threatening mafia letters from Dominion, and it was Dominion that did that. I won't put the other companies, horrible companies into that bucket. But they sent out these mafia-type letters. I got one myself. I'm going, oh, yeah, I've seen that before. Ooh, you're going to come for me, you know. Well, when they sent these letters out, these people got so afraid. A lot of them got home security systems. And it was like, you need to preserve everything. Like, they did something wrong, and all they were poll watchers and stuff in 2020, you know. And this time around, you know, I really believe, Dan, that the judges, though, will bring this country back. I think, you know, like you just say, that case there before the Supreme Court, I think judges will eventually, the judges are going to get braver, I believe, and be judges we pray that they will be, because I'm sure none of them want to be the first one to go right into the eye of the evil. You know what I mean? They're going, yeah. You know, they have families, they have friends. I encourage everybody out there, if you know a judge, just to encourage him to not kick the can on standing, and the ones that are out there sanctioning things, I think they're too far gone. I think those judges are either in on it, and I'll say it straight up here. They've either got to be in on it or part of this takeover, because nobody would, you know, like that judge in Arizona that put sanctions on the case to get rid of the machines. So you do a case to get rid of the machines down there, Kerry Lake, Mark Fincham. They do that case to, like in June, I believe it was June, to get rid of the machines before this election, because they, you know, they're effective, basically showing the judge all these things that could happen. Then it does happen. This is beyond anything I can imagine. It happens. All the machines go bad. It's in the public news. Everyone heard that. But yet then that about 4 days later, the judge goes, this case that was sitting over here, you got to pay sanctions now. You should have never brought it before me. How do you explain that, Dan?
I think it's as officers of the court, lawyers are officers of the court, judges and lawyers, we comprise the judiciary. It is critical to a free society to be able to challenge governments and governmental process. And there's always the problem of a frivolous lawsuit that wastes the court's time and money. This is a different world. We're asking the government to please audit and understand and verify that the entire mechanism of digital elections is safe, secure, and transparent. And I would hope that the courts would recognize that. We filed a case about a month ago in Ozaukee County in Wisconsin, challenging the 7.2 million names on the database, because there's only 4.2 million eligible voters and 3.4 million voters who are registered to vote. And our question is quite simple to the court. Should the WEC separate out the inactives and just have a voter roll of active people, so the clerks don't have to look every, you know, there's twice as many names in the database that every clerk has to paw through to find out if somebody's registered. That's a legitimate question to be asking the WEC. You ask the WEC directly and they say, well, sorry, you have to go to court. We can't sit and be our own judge. That's fine. Now we're in court. We would hope that we would have a sympathetic court judge that would listen. Now, we may not prevail on the facts. The judge may think that what the WEC is doing is fine, but that's how the system works. And if you intimidate attorneys to the point where nobody challenges the government, we're right back in the 1930s in Germany. And a lot of us in Wisconsin with German heritage, we know what that was all about, and we don't want to live in that world. So we're kind of hoping the American system is still functioning here in the United States.
Right. So. You bring up a good point, and I'm sorry you live in Wisconsin with one of the most crooked outfits, the WEC, Wisconsin Election Commission. Then you have Robin Voss. You got it all in Wisconsin. I think you could be number one there for the at least on the Republican crooked side, you know, for those guys. You know, you're in fight with Georgia. You got Brad Raffensperger. When I had a lawyer, just to tell you how bad it's gotten, Dan, one of my biggest lawyer team got sanctioned in Kent County, Michigan, and then also the big case in Arizona. And he called me up and he goes, Mike, we got sanctioned again. He goes, I can't keep getting sanctioned. He goes, I'll be known as the sanction lawyer. And I said, well, what do you care? He said, I'll pay whatever it takes. And he goes, it's not that. I'd have to get clients in the future. It's not normal to be sanctioned all the time. And I said, well, you know what? I got enough stuff going on. I can be your like client for life. I mean, this is what it's come to. And I encourage nowadays getting sanctioned or getting
America, Mike. We'll see.
What's that?
Just law firm in America someday.
Yeah, that's right.
My law firm.
Right. Every time a lawyer gets sick, come on over, you know, come on over here, you know, because if you're scaring the lawyers to get, you know, to lose their licenses, a lot of them, they're going after a lot of lawyers that went after election crime, and they're going after their license for what? Because they were lawyers, you know, I mean, that's what lawyers do, don't they?
That's what lawyers do. They sue people. That's kind of the deal. But it's really important because, you know, lawyers are the only profession mentioned in the United States Constitution. You have a right to counsel in a criminal action. And we've been involved in this. If you go back into, you know, the 1200s, the King John and the Magna Carta, you know, whether Shakespeare said, first thing we do is kill all the lawyers. Well, they missed a few. But the point is, we've been around a very long time, and we provide that ability for society to settle its differences in a court of law rather than a battlefield or in the back alley.
Right.
It's very important that we're able to present honest and legitimate cases to an impartial judge to make decisions that bring peace to society. And when you get a government that doesn't want to hear about election issues, wow, that's scary stuff. That we're supposed to be bringing these cases. So.
Well, we pray that people like you don't, that lawyers like you don't ever give up, because here's what I believe. It's like your case there in Wisconsin. If you win that, that would set a precedence where we could go to every other state and say, hey, you need to clean your voter roll up. You need to clean up your voter rolls. Because I've been telling everyone, every single state and county, less maybe four in the United States in the 2020 election, and a lot of them in 2022, but we're still checking on them, had people vote in their county that did not live in their county or that were deceased. Well, those people, Dan, didn't march into their county and go, hey, let's commit a crime here and vote. They did was pull names from a dirty voter roll, and the crime happened in your county, in your county, in your county. And I think once we start winning these, one state, you know, for each thing, like clean up your voter rolls, do this. Another state rules that, hey, this early voting that was put in or whatever is illegal. It was put in illegal, or sending out 7 million registered like Michigan did illegally because the legislatures make the law. And I just think that, you know, once judges start making those decisions and then they're not the first one after that, I think everything's going to fall. And I really believe we will get our election systems back and therefore our country back, you know. It can only go one way. I mean, if it doesn't go that way, it's not good, everybody.
Well, you know? I think from the county level up, people have to demand transparency. Everybody lives in a ward somewhere, and my ward has 1,208 voters, and there's a machine there, and it adds them all up, and that could be a tin box with a slot and a police officer standing there watching and a padlock on it until you open them up and count them. Or it could be a machine, and the machine counts accurately. But we've got to add up all our wards to our county and from our county to our state, make sure all the math is right, and then there's a transparent election process. That takes care of the mechanism. You still have the fake walk-ins. You still have the fake absentees. We spent a lot of time. I'll give you an example. Today, we're researching the data from the November election. 196,000 people showed up and registered on election day and voted in Wisconsin. We have same-day registration. Our population increased over 10 years in the U.S. Census, 210,000 people in 10 years. But yet in November, a couple of weeks ago, 196,000 people show up and vote. Now, you would have noticed a convoy of moving vans from Minnesota and Illinois coming into the state. Nobody noticed that. Where did 200,000 people come from out of thin air, register to vote and vote? That weren't here for the August primary a couple of months before.
Right.
Somebody needs to explain that.
I got that one. Hey, Caitlin, type in a couple hundred thousand in Wisconsin. Put another zero on the end there on the computer. I mean, it's easy, right? Now, and you know, everybody, I want to tell everybody, too, before we let you go, Dan, I don't know if everybody knows what's going on over in Brazil, but it's still, there's still hope there. It's still complete chaos, and people are not going to take it. They know if they put this guy in that won this illegal election, their country is gone forever, everybody, and we need to pray for Brazil. But I will say this. Brazil, everybody, has no paper. They have same-day voting, no mail-in voting, no nothing, just same day, but what do they have? Machines. Now, over a year ago, the president tried to get paper put in to have a backup. So when you came in and voted same day, they put the paper in a pile. That was completely voted down. Why? We don't know, huh? Well, in the machines, it's just like when Canada got them in the early 2000s, where it's just this tablet and boom, you're pressing it. They can tell you anything. Yeah. And in Brazil, it was almost, now we know it was close to 20 million votes that were flipped. 20 million. So you have Bolsonaro winning by 20 million instead of, they say he loses by 2 million or whatever it was. It's just, it's a crazy number. And when you see, when everybody sees all these deviations and things they can't explain, like you say, 200,000 people with moving vans coming rolling into Wisconsin, it's not there. So a simple question is, somebody explain where these names came from. Not the people, because we know they're not real people. Now, Dan, we told people early on, in a county, I live in Carver County, Minnesota, I could go right down to my county and say, hey, 4,000 people, or 3,000, let's say, and it's about what it was, 3,000 people voted in our county that I've lived here all my life. They don't exist. We went to their houses, we canvassed, they don't live here, or they've been long since deceased. Now, that's a crime in the county. So we were saying, well, who has your sheriffs have so much power, they could go, you go to your sheriff and you say, look at this. And then you go to the commissioner and you say, hey, we know you're the best commissioner ever and you didn't do anything wrong, but these people voted here when we know they didn't come in and see you face to face. You see that box over there? It's not your fault. The crime's within that computer system. We don't know who typed in the numbers, but it needs to be investigated, and these machines, bye-bye. And while they're bye-bye, they could be investigated by our country. You could, very simple, paper hand count. The thing is, it's, you know what's really funny, Dan, is in my investigations, it's like everyone's going, oh, you're going back in time. You know, we've gotten so modern, whatever. It's so much safer with computers. In the case in Arizona, you know what the judge said to the lawyer, to Andrew? He says, Andrew Parker, he said, he goes, Mr. Parker, he says, you know, with paper ballots and hand counting, there can still be vulnerabilities. There are things that aren't counted right, okay? And Andrew sent back, he said, yeah, but the difference is, if you were going to take with a computer, you can take a small number of people, even one, and change millions of votes, where you'd have to have a whole cabal of people the size of Wisconsin, and 7 million people to all run around the whole country and do cheating. You know what I mean? You take away that computer.
Fortunately, we have paper ballots. Everybody colors in the little circle. You run it through the machine, and at the end of the night, the paper ballots exist. But if you have a touchscreen system with no evidence of what you touched, man, you're at the mercy. And we're blessed to not have that. Even our handicap machines, when you can touch a screen, but it prints out a piece of paper and that goes through the tabulator. So at least we have the tangible evidence.
But here's the problem, Dan, with that. And you've seen it right in Wisconsin. You had your investigation. You had your 7-month investigation. But you had your investigation and you found all the crime. You found the numbers were wrong. You found all this, all the fraud. But then what happened? You have one guy named Robin Vosko. You know what? I don't care if there's fraud. A court would have to say it. Then you had a court say there was fraud. And then he says, sorry, we're not doing nothing about it. So people get tired of that. And I'm going to, you know, and with that, the guy did a good example on the thing, Clint Curtis, who set the first algorithms to steal elections, and he's a Democrat. We had him at the Moment of Truth Summit, everybody, Clint Curtis. I'll never forget the example he did. I'm going, Brandon, why don't you come back on? We'll do this game again, see if you get it right tonight.
Okay.
Okay. All right, here I got a number. I wrote it in my hand, Brandon. Pick a number, one or two.
One.
No, it was two. Okay, try again.
Two.
No, it was one. But and ask me if you
can.
Can
I see it, please?
Absolutely not. You're gonna have to trust me. No, that's it. That's where
we're at. That works. That's how it works, Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah. We really need to think about the digitization of society, money, the vote. They track, you know, your cell phone. Imagine if you were on the wrong list and they turned your cell phone off, Mike, or something.
Yeah.
Just think of how your world would change. And that's the problem. When we entrust our sacred rights to vote, it's the only thing that the average person has in this country to even participate in a national society of billionaires and millionaires.
Right.
We got
that's
one
right.
vote.
Right.
And it does, yep. you know, if it doesn't matter, that's then we're really serfs. We're slaves to a
right.
system. And we just, we're like the background actors. You go and you vote. That better mean
right.
something. If it doesn't
well,
mean
it's
something.
It's like this, Dan. It's like this I've been saying. And they just said it the other night on Stephen, I think it was Stephen Colbert. One of the night shows was attacking me. But here's this. We are coming in to a time in history with all this, you know, the modern technology with phones and everything, and even beyond that, with drones like they have in Australia that tell you to come and get back in your house. And all of these things, right now they have robots they're hiring in San Francisco that the police are getting to be policemen, robots. So what does that remind you of, the movie The Terminator? This is what it is, people. When you go back and you watch that movie and you see all these different machines doing function, just said it, and we've also seen machines go rogue, right? Well, if you have people are still running and programming the machines. Now, if the one thing you should never ever use machines on is your elections, because if you're just having selections, now the people you're putting in charge of there were selected. They weren't elected by the people. Those people are going to be running all of this complex world we live in with machines, and those people will do just what you said. Mike Lindell, we won't just steal your physical phone. We'll turn you off. Do you know right now, do you know the power of the credit card companies right now? If they wanted to say you couldn't take credit cards, you'd be done. Your people would be done in business. If they pointed your business and, you're done. Or how about Google? If you just turn off the Google search engine, and how do I know this? It happened to me with Frank's speech. If you turn off the Google search engine, let's say it's MyPillow.com, and you search MyPillow, and MyPillow was scrubbed from there and didn't come up on the search engine, okay, I would lose my business so fast it would be unbelievable. You think, well, why is that? They could punch in MyPillow.com. People would not do that. They would think something happened. A business would be wiped off the face of the earth. When we started Frank's speech, they did it on Yahoo, DuckDuck, and Bing. It wasn't even Google. Those three, I couldn't search Frank's speech. They had scrubbed it. They wouldn't. It was the craziest thing. Now, you know, they would not yet let Frank's speech be in the search engine. We finally got it solved, and we don't know if it was ever intentional, but it was pretty scary when you can yeah. just take someone or a business and say, bye-bye, you don't exist. And they've already done that in places with the media. I've had it done to me. When all the media doesn't attack me or doesn't say anything, all of a sudden you don't even know what Mike Lindell's doing out there, and it's happened three times. But that's why we developed Lindell TV and Frank's speech here. They can't. It's all about silencing voices. It's all about silencing our voice, and which is one thing too. And if you guys. The one thing for communication, everybody here, like you just heard, Dan, if you win that lawsuit, that's a big step to clean the voter rolls, because everybody needs to realize in those computers, they have to pull those names from somewhere. You know what I mean? You got to pull names from somewhere. And I can say straight up in Florida in the 2020 election, they ran out of names. They stole 960,000 votes and they ran out of names to pull. Texas was saved by Ken Paxton because he fought all 12 of them lawsuits where they were going to have early voting and all this stuff. And he won them all. So they didn't have enough names to pull to do whatever they wanted to in the computers. You still have to kind of match up names to, but of course nowadays they're getting to the point, since we can't ever look, why do they even bother and have, why don't they just say, everybody stay home, we've already picked the winners.
That's why Germany and France are a good example. They went through hell in the last century and they know
and they
better.
Learned from it.
They did, and they're not gonna let that happen to them again. Same thing in Russia. That's all paper ballots because those people suffered more than anybody in the U.S. suffered in the last century. And I'll tell you, that's a lesson that should be learned. There are certain things that have to be done by hand, and voting should be one of them.
Absolutely. Period. And I'll tell you one last example. The Netherlands, they went to machines. And when they went to machines, they heard about Clinton Curtis that had set these first algorithms to steal elections. And we believed, and from what he said, he believes that even the 2004 different elections were stolen right out of the gate with his algorithms. Well, once the Netherlands, and they heard about it all over the world, the Netherlands reached out to Clinton Curtis after they already had machines, everybody, and said, what do we do now with these machines? With your we've heard about your algorithm, your program, where you can just program and steal elections, and we're worried that Russia could come in or whatever and do this in the Netherlands. And Clinton Curtis said, there's nothing you can do except one thing, throw them in the ocean. Of course, I've said you could melt them down and, you know, use them for prison bars. But the Netherlands, everybody, they listened to Clinton. And what they did is in 5 months, they went completely to paper, one day hand counted. And they did it in 5 months because they had an election coming up and they didn't want to wait around and say, well, we'll procrastinate and wait till next time. Countries that did that have lost their countries. So, you know, we have the prototypes out there.
In Wisconsin, we have Washington County, our next door neighbor county, and they decided they were going to hand count all the paper ballots after the election and compare the vote totals to the machines. And the naysayers said, oh, it'll take weeks to do that. It took 2 days to do the whole county.
So, two days, everybody.
2 days to certify the elections. Where does it say we have to race these results to the media by midnight so everybody can know who won and then go to bed? We should take the time, count those ballots by hand, report them to the clerk. You got 10 days to certify it, and then that's when you find out who won. If we don't get back to that humanistic processing of our vote, our sacred vote, then we're just a digitized bunch of serfs, and that's not a good place to be.
No, you're right. That's not an argument anymore. And it's not only this, you got some states like my state here in Minnesota, you got months to vote. You can vote so early I don't even know what it is nowadays. It's at least 45 days, it might even be 60. So you're voting all that time to vote, and then you have the after thing. Look what it's taken the last two elections. Actually, three, when you count the primaries, some of the primaries. How long it's take to count the vote? We still don't know who's... I don't care what anyone says about Arizona. We're not done in Arizona. I don't care if they've certified and said that so-and-so won. Those things weren't counted. Look in the primaries. It took them 3 days when they stopped elections. So we're already waiting anyway. It should be set. Just like you said, Dan, we're going to hand count them all. And by the way, you will learn it can be done real fast. I've studied the system. I've talked to France. We've developed systems where you can count. We do 30 some million ballots and we have it done in a couple hours. You're just adding people and adding a system to it.
Well, here's the thing. When you listen to your local liberal Democrats, they're into artisanal cheese, artisanal bakery, artisanal bread, artisanal coffee, everything done by hand. You know, you're wearing your Birkenstocks and everybody's doing a community thing. Why not do that for the votes? Let's all put our Birkenstocks on and go count the votes on election night and do that too. That could be artisanal. That could be community-based. That could be human. It's not. It's digital, run by international forces. Let me give you an example. My city just bought what we call Badger Books. These are these new electronic poll books. And you have to scan your driver's license to get a ballot. You have to give your data to get a ballot. Give to get. All right, that's not the biggest problem. We found out, simple, you Google it, you find out, this is a local company in Wisconsin, has got a great contract, selling lots of machines. In January, they were sold to a venture capital group in Toronto, Canada. So our voting, Badger Books are owned by an international consortium of digital companies. Nobody knows what their portfolio does in Toronto, Canada.
In Toronto, Canada, everybody, the home of Dominion and George Soros and the same in the same building. So, hello. You know,
so
it's
the point
disgusting.
Is, we thought we were buying a local machine, and it turned out to be that it was sold to an international company. Could be fine. Who knows? The problem is the people don't know. We've asked, we saw the contract for purchase. We don't know what the software looks like or anything. We have to trust. But now an international company is controlling, and they scan your driver's license when, I would argue, they have no right to take data. You can show it.
Absolutely.
But they can't charge people to vote. And your personal property, including your eye color, your hair color, that's all
All they need to know is here. This is who I am.
This is me.
This is who I am. And the disturbing part of all this, everybody, in a normal society, or if you go back even maybe 3 decades, if any of this stuff would happen. And if right now it's happening, obviously, to the Republicans, okay? But if it would happen then, you would have Republican politicians and Republicans standing up and saying, we demand that you look into this. We demand, I don't care if you're a judge, you're going to look at it. I mean, let's just use the political side of it. It never made sense to me when you have all these people like Doug Ducey, Rausenberger, Robin Voss. If you care about your country, but let's just say you don't care about your country, but you care about your party, once you say, hey, we want to look into that, we want to audit, we want to take a look. I mean, it's our right. This is one of the things, Dan, I'm running for the RNC chair. They are gathering millions, hundreds of millions of dollars from donors that care about our country, okay, and put money in to get the people they want elected, because it's the old, whoever raises the most money. They do horrible advertising anyway. I'd like to teach them a thing there, how to really advertise and get your candidates in. And that's disgusting. What they don't know anything about ads. They're horrible. Okay. So you put in all this money into the ground game, the advertising, but if it's not working, if that's not working, then it's over. And all of the RNC should be worried about, how did we fail? How did we fail? We did the same stuff we always do. We raised $1 billion in 2020. We raised 300 and some million in 2022. And you just took it and flushed it. In the 2022 election, everybody, you had, in a normal world, with what was happening in our country, what this regime has done to our country, I've been in California. They weren't voting for any Democrats, at least in the town I was in. They were either not going to vote, or they were going to vote for a Republican for a change, because they were getting destroyed. 780 gas and all this stuff. This would have been the biggest red wave in history. All the polls said it would have been. But what happened? And if you think the RNC, what do you think? You're going to go back to those donors and say, you know what, we need double the money this time. Well, you just lost again with Herschel Walker, because they stole it in real time. And if they don't do anything, that's why I'm running for the RNC. I'll fix that RNC. I will fix it, which means I'll get behind things like you have going on in Wisconsin. You should, whoever's paying for that, the citizens of this country are paying for over 50 lawsuits going on right now across our country. Where's the RNC to fix our election process?
They're nowhere to be found, I'll tell you.
Nowhere to be found.
All right, thank you, Dan. Great job. That's the Lindell Report. Folks, don't forget to support Mike's work. Where are you going to get this kind of analysis and defense of liberty and freedom to fix 2020 and fix these problems? Mike Lindell's put his money where his mouth is. Do the bulk of your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Use that promo code L77. You get deep, steep discounts. Great products, great gifts. Also, mystore.com, use that same promo code L77 for savings, and support the work of Mike Lindell and all those great employees. Thanks for watching the Lindell Report. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.